Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit News. I'm one of your Anime Summit podcast hosts, Sam the Bomb, and I'm here to bring you the news. Now, I know that in previous podcast episodes, when we stopped doing the news, we said that we were going to do this separate news podcast for obvious reasons. Like, you know, we wanted to take it out of the podcast to optimize our time for the topic, and this way we can bring you more news, give more of our takes on it, and use a little more time to give our take on each thing. And I know Nick is supposed to do it, but he's really busy IRL, so I'm just going to launch it. I'm going to launch the first episode. It is the week of December... Whoops, hold on a second. December 9th, 2018. So here's the news for this week from the 9th to the 15th. I've gathered a bunch of stuff here, and obviously... Like when we do this, this might change. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna release it every Saturday, like this was. Like, it's probably gonna be like we record it Tuesday night and then it comes out the same day as the podcast, or it comes out day after, or it comes out the same day that it goes, that the podcast app goes on YouTube. And I don't know if we're gonna put these on YouTube yet either. But anyway. I think it might be easier to figure that out later. So Nick is going to obviously listen to this, and he's going to sand the edges down and make it look better and make it better. He's going to critique me, and we're going to fix it. We're going to figure it out. But anyway, I want to bring you the news because I want to fucking talk about some of this stuff, and we didn't talk about it on our podcast episode, so that's why we're doing it this way. And so I hope you guys like this new news series that we're going to do. Obviously, some of the stuff you're going to have heard before, but, you know, to our listeners who are not in our Discord or our Twitter or whatever and things like that, this is kind of nice for them. So, anyway, plus I love talking about this stuff and we don't get to talk about this stuff. So, here we go. I got my notes right here. Let's do it. Shonen Jump launching a subscription app. This is going to start December 17th, so next week, okay, because as of today, it's the 14th today, so as I'm recording this. Free chapters of everything. You pay a subscription fee, I believe, $1.99 a month, so $2 a month. You can start a free 7-day trial starting on December 17th, and you can read anything by Shonen Jump, anything that appears in Shonen Jump Weekly, Jump Weekly, things like that. You get it the same day it comes out in Japan. And this is being hosted by Viz Media. So Viz has been around for a long time, and they've been one of the big proprietors of Shonen Jump here in America. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, there's other ways that people read manga, though. So I don't want to talk about that. But, like, you know, $1.99 a month, I guess, is not terrible. But you can go into the app and basically jump into the weekly Jump Shonen Jump vault of 10,000 plus manga, old and new, everything from the beginning of Naruto, beginning of One Piece, anything that's that appears in Shonen Jump Weekly, you'll be able to read whenever. You know, I guess what's to say too, like, you technically could sub to it for like a couple months, you know, like 3 months. So what is that, like $6? You read everything and then you just cancel it. So for $6, you got to read everything within a span of 3 months, if that's how long it takes. You know, I've seen people complete whole series in a matter of days. So anyway, I thought that was kind of cool that they're launching that. It's kind of, I guess you could say it's kind of like the Marvel app and the DC app, where you can read their titles for a fee a month and get the app. Anyway, next piece of news: Dragon Ball FighterZ wins Best Fighting Game for the Game Awards of 2018. That's amazing. Dragon Ball FighterZ it took the top spot at the most played game at Evo. It had the most entrants. It was the most, that's the first year in a long time in Evo history, actually the first time in Evo history, that there was a main game that wasn't Street Fighter. So our most entered game that wasn't Street Fighter. So that's pretty sick. I love that. I love Dragon Ball FighterZ. If you talk to me on Discord, you know I don't play Street Fighter 5 anymore, so I've been playing Dragon Ball FighterZ a lot. Also, Sonic Fox, the guy who won Dragon Ball FighterZ at Evo, got MVP of the year for the Game Awards, which is super sick. Sonic Fox is awesome. Shout out to Sonic Fox. I love you. Next piece of news, more fighting game news. Police wind up playing Smash Ultimate at a house that got a noise complaint. Javonte Williams got a visit from the police when somebody called in a noise complaint from their apartment because him and his friends were playing Smash Ultimate. And the officers come and they were like, oh yeah, we got a noise complaint. And they were kind of looking around and they're like, what are you guys doing? He's like, oh, we just got Smash Ultimate. We're playing Smash Ultimate right now. So the cops end up staying there and playing Smash Ultimate for, it doesn't say how long, but it's just like, it was just really funny. But in quotes, he said, I'm like, y'all want to play Smash? And two of them literally raised their hand and walked up. They're like, how do you jump? And they were acting. One of them was playing Pikachu, and Williams felt they put on a show, but deep down the officers were Smash fans themselves, as they appeared to play very well. But yeah, like, he put on Snapchat. He was like on Snapchat posting snaps. He's like, dude, I told you cops were really up in here playing Smash with me. That's pretty hilarious. With the show sheet that I have here, I'll put a link to all that stuff so you can see you can click the article and see the video and stuff. Next piece of news, in more video game news, Sonic the Hedgehog movie posters revealed this past week. The first one that was revealed was kind of like a dark, shadowy, silhouette-y, glowy-looking Sonic, and all you can really see is a silhouette and blue light with his sneakers. And it just looks really weird. It looks really awkward. He looks, he's got like muscly thighs, and he's like super furry. And then later, another poster was revealed by somebody on social media who, like, so you know they have those big cardboard marquees and cardboard displays that they have at the movie theater. You know, they put those in there sometimes years in advance, a year or so, or a little less than a year or so in advance. There was a poster, and it's like of Sonic sitting on top of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. But, like, all you see is his legs, and it's almost like as if he took the picture with a phone or something. But damn, did his legs look weird. It looked super weird. And there's like a blue streak going all up and down the Golden Gate Bridge and then up to like where he's sitting. It's a weird angle. And a lot of people have criticized the angle and how it doesn't make sense. People are making memes and funny shit out of the silhouette poster. It's super hilarious. I would literally just Google Sonic the Hedgehog 2019 movie and find all the hilarious memes and things that they've made out of this this poster. Okay. In weird product news, there is now Attack on Titan laundry detergent. It's a limited edition laundry detergent, and the poster reveals the Survey Corps, the main characters of the Survey Corps, so Eren, Levi, Mikasa, Historia, Sasha, and Hanj, and Armin. And they're wearing their 3D maneuver gear in their outfits, but they're all in white. Their outfits are completely white, and they're wearing their maneuver gear, and there's like a big bottle of laundry detergent behind them, and it's got Levi on the front, and it's a picture of him pouring into the cap, laundry detergent into the cap. I will put that in the show notes so you guys can see. It's pretty hilarious. New Mob Psycho 100 trailer came out today. So as I'm recording this, it's Friday today, but it came out today. And man, I'm so hyped for Mob Psycho 100 Season 2. So dope. It was really cool. Looks like a lot of action is going to happen. It's going to be sick. So there's that. Oh, Makoto Shinkai. Here we go. Makoto Shinkai reveals the new poster to his new film. And it is going to be called Tenki no Ko Weathering with You, which is Weather Child Weathering with You. The film is going to open in Japan on July 19th, 2019. The poster looks super sick, super Makoto Shinkai-y. I believe it's going to open at Tokyo Roadshow. Yep, right here. It says right here on the fucking poster. 2019-719 Roadshow. So that looks super sick. I mean, if you're a fan of Makoto Shinkai, I think it looks super, super hype, in my opinion. Not even like that long after, got the news that Masaki Yuasa's new film, Kimi to Nami ni Noretara, will be released June 21st, 2019. So about half a month or about almost a month before Makoto Shinkai's new film, the website launched, I believe, last weekend it launched, on last Saturday. I'm not sure what it's about. I haven't looked too much into it, but the website launched and it looks really cool. Masaki Yuasa is a great director. He did Devilman Crybaby, and he's done a bunch of other great things before that. I'm honestly hyped. This might be another one of those A Silent Voice versus Your Name things. So, like, I kind of can't wait to get my eyes on both of these films and kind of do, like, the head-to-head thing. Maybe we'll do another, like, Your Line April versus Clannad style podcast app on that. So I'm excited for that. I'll put that link in there, too. So here's the two big stories. I'm going to do this one first because I'm sick of controversial shit like this and I kind of want to get it out of the way. Fans are outraged at the new trailer for Netflix's Saint Seiya Knights of the Zodiac. If you haven't seen the trailer, it's a 3D animated film by, or not film, 3D animated series, Knights of the Zodiac Saint Seiya. It's directed by Yoshiharu Ashino and executive produced by Kozo Morishita, written by Eugene Sun. Eugene Sun is a writer, producer. He's done a lot of animated stuff here in America, Cartoon Network stuff. He did the animated movie Avengers Assemble, a lot of that kind of stuff. So this is probably the biggest project he's done. The problem is that they changed Andromeda, the person who represents Andromeda, Shun. They changed him from a man to a woman in this new series. So, like, and it's kind of weird. I can see both sides of the argument. There was a lot of backlash. And even Toei Animation, the guys who did the original Knights of the Zodiac, they were like, are you sure you want to do this? And he was still just like, yeah, we're going to do it. Because his reasoning was, you know, times are different now. If this were to come out now, I feel like there would be more this and that. There would be more, you know, you can't just have all dudes. There's got to be some women in there. And I mean, I get that. I agree with that. That's what's up. But there was a couple other of women fans who tweeted saying that it was a bad choice, saying that changing her to a woman is kind of lame because Shun was the sensitive guy. He was the sensitive dude on their team. And he showed that he could do things a different way and still be strong and still kick ass while being sensitive, while being caring and a little less masculine than the rest of them. And changing him to a woman kind of just seems like, oh, so in order to be sensitive and caring and that kind of whatever, you're supposed to be a woman? Like, and that was kind of a good point too. And then I read some other things from male fans who said, I think it would have been better if you changed this character and this character to women instead. So I think it's not so much of a gender thing as much as of a, you should have picked a different character instead of Shun to change. I saw one dude say, you should have, there's Marin and Shayna, that are already female saints. They could have, been written more into the story to be used more, you know, which makes sense. There was another guy who said, they should have taken this guy and this guy. I forgot what he said. I can't find it right now. I had it up on my computer and I closed it, but there was a lot of male fans who even said that too. They were like, you should have taken this guy and changed them into women and left Shun alone. And there's a lot of women saying you shouldn't have changed him. You shouldn't have changed it at all. I don't know. Read about it yourself. You know, don't jump into conclusions. Don't get uptight. You know, it's Netflix. Netflix fucks up a lot of shit. Okay. Like, it's Netflix right now. Okay. Like, Death Note. There you go. That's all you need to know. Anyway, think about, treat it with nuance. Look into it yourself. Don't get so uptight. Read about it some more. Let me know what you think. Okay. I'm curious to hear what you think. So here's the last piece of news that I thought was hilarious. Here's the tagline. Ready? Funimation president, quote unquote, we tried to renew deal with Crunchyroll. So last month, and y'all have already heard about this, that's why I didn't talk about it that much, but last month Crunchyroll and Funimation ended their cross-platform licensing partnership. The deal had enabled the two companies to share their catalog titles on each other's streaming platforms as well as their titles, licensed titles, at the same time. So that's why, you know, if you didn't have the Funimation streaming service but you had Crunchyroll, you could still watch Funimation shows or shows that were being dubbed and whatever. Funimation president Gen Fukunaga said that Funimation had tried to renew the deal with Crunchyroll, but that Crunchyroll's terms did not suit Funimation, and the company Sony had to make this a tough decision, Fukunaga said. And then he also continued to say that if Crunchyroll wasn't going to budge on those terms, then we just have to double down and decide if we're going to go at it alone. And that's what happened. The dispute and those details and those terms were apparently about international expansion. So I'm guessing that means, like, you know, the trying to go to different countries and, you know, maybe have, maybe not dub everything else in different languages, but at least have different subs, you know, subs in Germany and subs in Russia and, you know, Chinese subs, things like that for, you know, viewers across the world. Fukunaga said that he felt that Sony Pictures Television Networks, which acquired a majority stake in Funimation in 2017, had the technology and infrastructure to provide Funimation with more global exposure. Sony advised Funimation to terminate the Crunchyroll deal so that the company could expand its global operations. Apparently, Crunchyroll wasn't having that, and they were like, eh, we don't want to do that. So Funimation said, well, then we're just going to take our shit and leave, because you guys are bitches. Like, so, I mean, why, and, you know, obviously, I don't know how all that stuff works, okay? So, I guess my whole thing is, why not try? I mean, maybe it costed too much money? I don't know. But, like, if more people can consume anime, why would you say no to that? You know? But I like I said, I don't know the details. I don't know how that stuff works. You know, I'm just a fan who consumes, you know? So that is a really weird, and I'll post a link to the article so you can read the rest of it. It's a pretty long article. But Hulu, starting in 2019, Hulu's gonna get first pick at Funimation's new titles in the United States. And there's already a lot of stuff that Funimation does that's on Hulu already. So it's like, ugh, you know? Hulu is kind of attracting my attention right now. I'll tell you what, because on Black Friday, they had that 99 cent deal and I signed up for it and I did not realize. So now I pay 99 cents for a month for a year, which is awesome. So the night I signed up for it, I was looking at all their anime and I was like, holy shit. There is all kinds of anime up in here. The choices of anime here are way better than Netflix's. Like, just way better, miles better, you know? Netflix produced anime shows like Ajin and Knights of Cydonia and stuff like that are not really, I'm not really into them. So, like, I don't care, you know? Like, maybe I should give Ajin another try. People seem to like it, but there's a lot of anime on Hulu. There's Yu Yu Hakusho. There's the Akira dubbed and sub. My Hero is on there. There's a bunch, okay? So now in 2019, Hulu's going to get, it's like they're going to get the first pick. Because Funimation's going to be like, hey, Hulu, guess what Crunchyroll didn't want? You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. You guys read it. Let me know what you guys think. If you got more of an insight of how that stuff works and you can explain it to me better, I honestly am just like, because I'm sitting here reading it, just kind of wondering and going like, why wouldn't you want to try and get more people into anime? You know, obviously anime is really big here. It's really big in Asia, obviously, in Canada. But just other countries, you know, a lot of Europe, especially, that don't have English as their first language, or their default language, you know. I don't know. You be the judge. You let me know. So anyway, that's the news. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Not too long, right? Not too bad. About 27 minutes. Not too bad. Let me know if you guys like this. And obviously, it's going to change regardless, too, because Nick is going to listen to this, and he's going to fine-tune everything. Shave it down. Do it better than how I did. and things like that. And also, it's not always just going to be Nick. You know, it's, sometimes it'll be me and Nick, or sometimes it'll be him and Danny, or maybe it'll be me next week too. Who knows? We just want to get this off the ground so we can bring you guys news, just in case you haven't heard it or you heard it here first. It'd be great if you guys could hear it here first. I'd love that. That'd be amazing. But that being said, I'm Sam, your favorite Anime Summit podcast host, and I will see you next week. Bye.